Okay, four lines in the bottom of the page of Samaches Samed Aleph 68a4. Okay, and the Mishnah said a din that the Mishnah was discussing, you know, if it's an Aveda, then it follows one way. If it's not an Aveda, it follows the father. Then the Mishnah was talking about now, which is the most basic practical thing nowadays. If the mother's not Jewish, the kid's not Jewish, right? The religion follows the mother's. But the Mishnah said it as a rule. V'chol mi she'ein alav, whoever, there's no kedushin with anybody. Meaning, there's no kedushin because the whole thing is not existent. I was going to explain. So then the din is, the kid follows the mother. And the Mishnah gave two examples. If somebody marries a shivcha kananis, a goyish maid servant, so the kid is a shivcha like the mother. Or if a man marries a non-Jewish woman, so then the kids are not Jewish. Right? That's what the Mishnah said. So the Gemara is going to try to find sources in Chumash for these two dinim. So it says, shivcha kananis minolan. How do we know that if somebody marries a shivcha kananis, the kids are like the shivcha kananis? So Amar Avona said, because it says like this, by Avraham Avinu, we read it every day in Davening by the Akedah, Shvu lochem pay imachamer. Stay here together with the donkey. This is pretty racist, this Gemara. But anyway, it says like this, Avraham Avinu, it says in the Pasuk, took Yitzchak, Shneina Arevite. He took Eliezer and Yishmol with him to the Akedah. When they came close to the mountain, so Avraham Avinu said to them, to the two of them, Shvu lochem poi imachamer. You stay here with the donkey. Okay, we're going to go there and we'll bow and we'll come.
See which mountain? He told
them.
They didn't see the mountain.
Right, okay. That's why he said, that's why he's going to say what he said in a minute. One second. So the words imachamer, luchet are extra. The Torah should have said, Shvu lochem poi, stay here. He said, stay here and wait for us to come back. He says, Shvu lochem poi imachamer. So from there, the extra word, the Gemara learns out, don't read it im hachamer, read it am hachamer. Now, Eliezer was one of the two. Eliezer was an Eved, right? So he said, Shvu lochem poi imachamer, samaches amid aleph, all the way at the bottom of the page. Shvu lochem poi imachamer, am adoim alachamer. You are a nation that has a status like a donkey. Therefore, the Gemara learns out, just like by a donkey, there's no kedushin. With the shivcha kananis, with the nevet, there's also no kedushin. Okay? So the Mishnah, in fact, said two things. Number one, there's no kedushin, and the child follows the mother. So now the Gemara brings a proof that there's no kedushin by a shivcha kananis. Because it says, shvulachem pei imachamer amadeim alachamer. So therefore, you're like a donkey. So the Gemara says, Ashkechon delay tofse be kedushin. Okay, this teaches us that the kedushin is not valid. But v'lada kameisa minolan, how do we know the children follow the mother that they're also slaves? Maybe not. Maybe, okay, there's no kedushin, but maybe the kids are kosher. The Amakra, because the Torah says like this, ha'isha v'ladeha t'hi yaladina. The Torah says, the woman and her children should belong to the master. What's the case over there? An Eved Ivri, okay, if he's married, the master can give him a shiksa, a shivcha. He lives with the shivcha. So what are the kids? So the pasuk says, ti aladina, they belong to the master. That means they're like her, not like him. So from here, you see in Chumash two things. Number one, from Amach Hamered, we see that it's not a valid kedusha. There's no kedusha, no, just like a donkey. And secondly, that the kids follow the mother. Then the Gemara asks, Nochiris Minolan. This is a little bit more complicated. How do we know that if a man, the Mishnah said, if a man lives with a shiksa, it's not a valid kedushin, and the kids are not Jewish? Right? So the Gemara says, Nochiris Minolan, how do we know that there's no kedushin with a shiksa? So Amakra, the Pasuk says, Leisis Chatin Bam. You cannot have marriages with them. Now, normally, the Torah by Kedushin is using the word sikach. Ishalachesa le sikach, leisikach, with kisiyikach ish isha. Here the Torah says leisis chatin bam. The Torah changes the terminology, which teaches not only is it forbidden, but there's no kedushin at all. Okay, there is no kedushin with a non-Jewish woman.
So what does it chatin
mean? Huh?
So what does it mean?
Literally means don't marry them.
So,
but it means the fact that the Torah doesn't use the word kicha, okay, means there can't even be joining of the families. Meaning there's bechlal no kedushin. That's what the Gemara is learning from the pasuk. So the Gemara says, okay, ashkechan the leitavse bekedushin. Okay, so we see there's no kedushin with a non-Jewish woman, but v'lada kameisa minolon. How do we know the kids are also not Jewish? That they're like her, that they're goyim. So Rabbi Yechon said the name of Rabbi Shimon Yechoi like this. The Amar Kra, because over there it says in the pasuk like this. Ki yaseh es bincha me'acharei. If your son will turn away from me. Okay? What's the thing? So Rashi explains the whole Megill over here. The Torah says you should not marry them. You should not give your daughter to the goyish son. You should not take their daughter for your son. Okay? And then the Torah says, because you shouldn't turn your son from away from me. Okay? Which means like this. Rashi learns that he refers to the husband. The Torah could have said, because he'll turn your daughter away from Yiddishkeit, if he's a guy.
Excuse me, can you turn, look at 11? It says here, your son...
I'm not by 11 yet, 1 second. Okay. But the pasuk says clearly, you should not give your daughter to his son. Now, the fact that the Torah says he will turn your son away refers to a grandson. This is what Dori Rashi learns. It refers to a grandson, which means that if you give your son to a non-Jewish woman, the kid's not going to be Jewish.
Huh.
And what? We're not 11 yet. We're still not there in the Gemara yet. So he says like this, if your daughter marries a guy, he's going to turn their child away, which means he's going to talk to him about worshipping idols. But the other way around, the Torah doesn't say that he's going to turn your son away because the kid's talking not Jewish. So from there we learn, because the pasuk says ki yaseh es bincha acharei, the guy is going to turn your son, meaning your grandson, away from me. That means the kid is Jewish, and he's turning him away from being Jewish, which implies the other way when the Torah doesn't say it. That if the mother is not Jewish, then the kid is stuck and not Jewish. So from here we learn. By the way, this is the whole source that religion follows the mother. I mean, this is the Gemara, that's it. These few lines of the Gemara is the whole thing that the Gemara learns out from the Pasuk, Ravina explains it even more. No, I'm saying it's like this. Bin Chabami Yisraelis, your son that comes from a Jewish girl, Kari Bincha, is called your son. In other words, he's your son, and we're afraid the goyish father is going to turn him away from Yiddishkeit. But vein bincha habaminoy avedes kechavim kari bincha elubana. It's not called your son; it's only her son, meaning it's a goy like her.
So this is different peshat.
No.
Different than Rashi.
No, no. Just him saying, learning the way Rashi explains it.
So that says he's going to turn away the child. Doesn't mean it has to be a he, not a she?
No.
Can it be a he?
It means like this. If it's your son, is only when your daughter marries a guy. The Torah calls him your son. But the guy is your father, is going to make the son turn away. Okay? But the Torah calls him Bincha. Which means the other way, that if your son marries a Shiksa and has a son, he's not your son, because the Torah only calls this Bincha Acharoi, when a guy marries a Jewish girl.
Okay.
So the kid is Jewish, but the guy is going to convince the son, the grandson, to go away from Yiddishkeit. But the Torah calls him Bincha, your son. Right? Yeah. But the other way, the Torah doesn't call him Bincha. So because the Torah is saying it's her daughter, her son. Right? So therefore, from here we learn that the mother is if the mother is not Jewish, the kid's not Jewish.
Do we have another pasuk that relates the daughter getting married to a non-Jew?
The pasuk says like this: you should not make marriage. Lo yitzchatim ba. So at the end of the pasuk says chanan. Bincha bitcha leisiten lebnam. Okay. Now, then the Torah says, "You will turn your son away from serving Hashem."
He.
Now, Rashi says he means the husband will turn your son from the Jewish girl away from Yiddishkeit. But the Torah is calling him your son, meaning he's Jewish.
Are we in 11 yet?
What do you want from 11?
Okay, it says here. For she shall turn your son away, but a child born to a heathen mother and a Jewish father is likewise Jewish. What does that mean? An 11. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but you're mixing gig.
That's what it says here.
It should have said, but it didn't say it.
Okay, it didn't say it.
The pasuk should have said, she will turn your son away from Yiddishkeit.
Yeah, I understand
the
that.
Torah doesn't say that. Yeah. Why? That shows that it's not your son.
So why would they?
Why isn't? No, that's
they
not
made
what,
a mistake.
No. Because if the Torah said that way, then the kid would follow the father too. But the Torah doesn't say that. And the fact that the Torah doesn't say it means the Torah is not calling him your son. If the Torah is not calling him your son, why isn't it your son? Because now he's not Jewish.
Okay, I understand that.
No, that's what he's saying. That's exactly what he's saying in 11.
What's the whole pasuk? Is it in here?
No, the Gemara doesn't.
It's
here. It'll be when you will come to the land Shvi of Eschanan, yeah? You'll come to the land that Hashem will give you, and you'll have all these goyim, and Hashem will make you conquer them. Don't make any covenants with them. Okay? V'leis eschatin bom. Don't intermarry with them. Bitcha leisitin livnei. Your daughter you should not give to their sons. Bitcha leisikach livnecha. And you shouldn't take their daughters for your son. No intermarriage. Then it says, Ki Yosef is bincha me'acharai, because when your son will turn away from me, and he'll start worshipping other idols. Okay? So what's going to happen? Hashem is going to get angry and throw you out of the land. Okay? Now, the Torah says, your son will turn away from me. Meaning the Torah says, it's your son,
and he's intermarried,
and he's going to go worship idols. So what's the case speaking about? A guy marries a Jew, has a kid, so the kid's Jewish because we're like the proof is it follows the mother. What are we afraid of? His idol-worshipping husband, father, the woman's husband, the father of the kid, is going to turn your son, who's Jewish, to go worship idols. Mm-hmm. Correct? And the Torah is only using that pasuk by the case of Bitei leisikach levnecha. I mean, by the case of if the mother is Jewish, then the Torah calls him your son. Otherwise, he's not your son. Okay, that's where the pasuk is.
Actually, it's talking about the grandfather, right?
Yeah, it's talking about the grandfather.
But doesn't say your grandson.
Though. Right, but that's what the Gemara learns, though.
I'm still confused about that thing, Rabbi. But yeah, go ahead.
Okay. Because, in fact, Amar Ravina, so Ravina explains it, Shma Mina, this teaches us, Rabbi Yochanan's din, Ben Bitcha, the son of your daughter, Haba Menev de Gechavim, who has a Gaisha husband, Kari Bincha, he's called your son, because he's Jewish. But if it's the other way, he's not your son, because the kid's a Gai. So from here you see that the religion follows what the mother is. So the Gemara says, Neima Kasava Ravina, should we say Ravina learns, Eved Kuchavim Ve'eved Abba Abbas Yisrael Avlad Mamzer. The question the Gemara asked Ravina, the Gemara didn't know if Ravina is just explaining Rav Shimon Yochai or not, but the Gemara asked like this, maybe he's your son, meaning if you're a guy marries your daughter, so then the kid's called Bincha, because he's Jewish, he's your son. But maybe the kid's a mamzer. Maybe the kid's a mamzer, though.
And
He's asking...
They're asking one to Ravina, who said a statement, that from here we learn that if your mother's Jewish, the kid's Jewish. If the mother's not Jewish, the kid's not Jewish. But the Gemara says, maybe if a guy lived with a Jewish girl and had a baby... Maybe the kid's a mamzer.
And?
Then he'd be a mamzer. He wouldn't be able to have to marry. So the Gemara says, Nihi de kosher lehava. Granted, he's not 100% unblemished. Okay? He's still a son of a guy. Nevertheless, mamzer lehani, he's not a mamzer. He's only called psul mikri. Okay, and the reason for this is explained like this. Why is the kid not a mamzer? Because the Gemara is going to learn that the whole concept of mamzer is only when this person can marry everybody else except this guy.
This girl.
Now, for instance, a brother lives with a sister. Right? The kid's a mamzer. But the sister's not forbidden for the whole world. Mm-hmm. She can marry anybody. Okay? Or an Eishes Ish, she's permitted to her husband. She's not forbidden to everybody. She's permissible to the husband. Somebody that's forbidden for everybody, a guy is forbidden for any Jew, the kid's not a mamzer. The Gemara is going to explain later. A mamzer is only somebody who is forbidden for that particular person who's living with her or him. But if it's forbidden for everybody, it's not a mamzer.
You know, you learned that mamzer is somebody that the punishment is correct.
Yeah, but the punishment of a Jew and a guy is not correct.
No, so why should we assume it's going to be a mamzer?
Maybe, but the question is, maybe it's such a terrible thing. A guy, maybe the kid's a mamzer. So the Gemara says he's a psul, not a mamzer. What do you mean he's posel? Like we said, I mean, just from practical halacha, if a Goyish man lives with a Jewish woman and has a daughter, the father is not Jewish, right? Of this girl, she cannot marry a Kohen. But if she got married, because they didn't know, she doesn't have to divorce. It's not like a like we'll discuss this week or whatever. It's not like a divorcee.
Huh? The daughter can't marry.
Daughter cannot marry a Kohen, yeah.
But wouldn't if you get the Orthodox rabbis, they would know. But what about the conservative ones? Wouldn't they know that? They can't marry Cohen?
They should know it.
The other branch. We're talking about the conservative.
No, they're supposed to know.
So even though she's Jewish, you know, by Jewish law, she can't marry Tom.
Like the Gemara says over here, there's a certain blemish in it, because she's an offshoot of a non-Jewish father. So for a Kayin who's holy, you know, he's not supposed to marry a blemished person. But as far as marrying any other Jew, there's no problem. It's not a mamzer that cannot marry.
I asked you this for a friend of mine. You said, no, can't happen.
Yeah. But is it, for instance, if a guy lives with a married Jewish woman, okay, the kid's not a mamzer.
And the woman can't marry a Kohen.
Yeah, she can't marry a Kohen anyway.
She's mutar to... How could she not? She's.
I'm saying, God forbid, if a guy raped a Jewish married woman, God forbid, and she gets pregnant, the kid is not a mamzer. If a Jew, God forbid, raped her, and she got pregnant and has a kid, the kid's a mamzer. Or, if she didn't get a kosher get, then they had a kosher kedusha, not a kosher get, then whatever.
That? So it's a. Jewish man rapes her.
A married woman who had proper marriage halachically, the kid would be a mamzer.
Because she's forbidden to everyone.
He's not a mamzer.
She's not there.
Because, like we just said over here.
Not to the husband, that's right.
Because the guy, there's no kedushin. She's also to him anyway. No Jew can marry that person.
But she's forbidden to her husband and...
She's forbidden to the... No,
no, no, no. She's mutar to the husband, forbidden to everybody else, so the kid must be mamzer.
It's not if she was forced, it's not if a guy or a Jew.
Doesn't matter, goy or a Jew.
No, I'm saying if a guy does, it's not a mamzer.
But her status, we just had the Mishnah that if she's mutar to the husband still, and asur to everybody else, so that's the case of mamzer. That's the case of arayot.
Yeah, but that's only if even she willingly did it. I had a case, I mentioned this case a bunch of times. Many years ago on this show, we had a case like this. There was a guy that popped into the show. And they got to know him officially. He was supposed to be on a big thing on Rodeo Drive. It wasn't necessarily, we found it later, wasn't necessarily true. But anyway, this guy, we started learning with him. Anyway, he found out he had a very, very prominent Sephardic Jewish last name. So he says... my mother, my father was the black sheep of the family. He married a guy. And I'm the kid. So I said to him, you know you're not Jewish. He said, the story with him was, his wife that he was living with now, was married in Morocco. The wife was married in Morocco. Proper halachic marriage. And her husband was beating her.
Oh boy.
So she ran away to his country, whichever country that was in Europe. She ran away to the country. She met this guy and they got married.
Oh, no.
And they had kids.
She didn't have a get?
No. She had kids.
Wow.
It's a true story. It happened here in Shul. I know the name of the guy. I know the whole story. And so when he's telling me the story... I said, and he said, okay, I want to convert. I want to convert. So I said, first of all, thank God you're a guy.
Right.
Because if you'd be a Jew, your kids would be mamzerim. You had a boy and a girl. Your kids would be mamzerim.
Right. Wow.
Yeah.
So thank God you're a guy.
Right.
And then secondly, I said, you can't convert.
Then the kids become...
No, because if you convert, you can't marry your wife. She's an Eishes Ish.
Right.
Oh.
And she doesn't have a get. And the story was, the guy in Morocco refused to give her a get.
Oh, wow.
Anyway, this guy had some connections in Morocco. The end of the story, the end of the story was, he beat the heck out of the guy in Morocco, he gave a get. And then he left. Then he left. I heard later he converted and he lived. But went back to Europe. I don't know. But
they didn't get married in the end.
He was married to. He remarried her after he converted. Oh. But she already got the get from the other guy.
But
the interesting thing was here. Yeah. It turned out. Good that he was a guy. Because if not only that, if he would be a Jew, he couldn't stay married to her anyway. Because
right.
If you have relations with a married woman, the husband can't live with her in the bail. Asura al-Baal, Asura al-Baal. So he couldn't stay married. He couldn't stay married to her anyway. So thank God you're not Jewish. But I told you can't convert.
Until you
get the, she gets the get.
Wow, that's a
so
what? What? Yeah. So if a woman is in that situation, and let's say she marries.
What situation is she in? We discussed a few.
Where she leaves a husband without a get, she marries a Jewish guy, she has a child. That child is what?
If the first marriage of that woman was a proper kosher wedding.
Right, but there's no get.
The kid's a mamzer.
Even if she marries another.
Full-fledged mamzer.
Guy.
Full-fledged mamzer.
So, can she get a get after he's born? And would that change his status? No.
Get only changes from here on, not retroactive.
Question, can't the rabbis find a reason to declare, let's say the guy was Jewish. Couldn't the rabbis perhaps say in retrospect, okay, maybe we can find a problem
they
with that.
Those nights.
You know?
Was it? So you're saying
okay, let's go back to the
can't get you, married. It's not his fault.
Correct.
His fault.
Correct.
You told us.
Now we see how important everything we do affects all future generations. Look at Adam and Eve. Because of what they do, we're still suffering.
And it's not Adam and Steve.
It's not Adam and Steve. No.
You told the story.
If God lived in West Hollywood, he would have created Adam and Steve. If God lived in Arches, he made Adam and Eve. Okay.
You told the story. He said it doesn't apply for, correct me if I'm wrong, it doesn't apply for a woman, but a man whose woman won't give him the get, he has a way out of it. But the if the woman wants the get, she does not have a way out of it.
Right.
Some signatures or something.
There's something called Hetamei Rabbanim, because according to biblical law and Gemara law, a man can have a few wives.
Yes.
It's Rabbeinu Gershom that said you can't. Right?
Yeah.
That's why Sfardim, that weren't under Rabbeinu Gershom's ruling because he was in France or Germany, so they had many wives.
Uh-huh.
In Morocco and in those places. So if a man's wife refuses to give a get, then the Beis Din will feel that it's a legitimate thing that she should be taking the get, and he doesn't.
Yeah.
They'll give what's called heter mei rabbanim. Heter mei rabbanim literally means a heter of 100 rabbanim. You have to get 3 rabbis from 3 continents to write up a heter, and then it's signed by 100 rabbis, and then the man is allowed to take a second wife, providing he writes a get to his first wife. Beis Din acquires it for her. Okay, she still has to come to Beis Din to pick up the get.
Yeah.
But, and then they will permit him to marry a second wife.
Until she picks it up. He's allowed to go off and marry.
But she can't.
She can't.
Right. She's still married, from her perspective.
She needs 100 rabbi's signatures?
Well, no, he gets. That's very easy to get. The Heter Mei Rabbanim is very complicated to do. And you have to have a lot of money to do it, because
didn't
rabbis take a lot of money to do it.
Didn't you do it once?
No.
No?
They asked me to. I understand. I thought a man gives a get, not... What do you mean the woman doesn't agree? How could the woman doesn't agree?
Well, she's not taking the get.
She doesn't receive it. She has to receive it.
Well, they take...
In biblical law... The woman was able to be forced to take a get. You threw it at her.
Okay.
But that the Rabbi Nagashim stopped that also.
That stopped that also.
Yeah.
So then now it's the same cloth, the woman
and
the man, they
have
the same cloth?
Yeah.
But this heter wouldn't have applied to this story about the guy in Morocco, because a woman can't go off and get a heter like this.
Right. Okay. Vaita the Gemara. Okay, so the Gemara says like this. Ahudo, the Gemara asks a question. Okay, so we learn now from the psukim, from the idol worshippers, that he's going to turn your son afterwards. That pasuk, though, is speaking about the seven nations of Canaan. Because that's what the pasuk is saying. You're going to come into the land, and you're going to want to mingle with the God. Don't intermarry them. So the Gemara says, Shad umis minolon. How do we know that Kedushin doesn't apply with any other nations? Over there, the Torah is referring to seven nations. The Torah says you have to kill them out. And then, how do we know that this then applies to any other nation also? So the Gemara says, Amar Kra. Yeah, that the Kedushin is not valid. Amar, because the top pasuk says, Ki yasid es bincha. Okay? When it says, you shall not make marriages with those in the land. Lerabis kol ha-mesirim. That includes anybody that's going to turn you away from Yiddishkeit. So it's not only the seven nations. Any person, any guy is going to turn you away from Yiddishkeit because they're going to worship idols. And they're going to get your kids to worship idols. So the Gemara says, Hey, Nichol Rab Shimon, the daughter's time of the crop. That's only good according to Rab Shimon's opinion, that he learns there's a reason for the mitzvahs in the Torah. Okay? But the chachamim that don't explain reasons of the mitzvah, this shouldn't apply. This needs to be explained. There's a din like this. The argument of Rav Shimon and the chachamim is by another din. We have to understand the din. The Torah says, you cannot take a garment, when you lend somebody money, and you want to take collateral security, the Torah says you cannot take the collateral of a widow, a blanket of a widow as security. Okay? That's what the Torah says. The Sachvo Beged Almanit. One minute. Rab Shimon rules that only refers to a poor widow. Why? So he says, let's go the rationale of the prohibition. Because there's a din like this. The Torah says in a different place, if you take collateral from somebody, and the guy, like you take a collateral from a person, yeah? And he needs the blanket at night, you have to give him back to him for at night, and you can take it during the day as collateral. If it's something he needs during the day, you can only take it at night, you can't take it as collateral. So Reb Shimon comes along and says like this, if it's a poor widow, you're going to have to return that blanket every night. Go to the widow's house. Okay? What's the problem with that? You know what people are going to start talking? That man is going to that widow's house every night. No. Right? Mm-hmm. So Reb Shimon says, that's why the Torah says you can't take the blanket of a widow. Why? So Reb Shimon says, let's understand the reason of the halacha. The Torah says, you can't take the blanket of a widow. Then Rav Shimon says, let's understand it. If it's a garment of a rich widow that doesn't need your blanket at night, it's only if they need it you have to return it. If a widow has 50 blankets, because she's rich, and you're taking collateral blanket, you don't have to give it back to her, then she doesn't need it. Right? So Rav Shimon says, listen, the Torah says don't take a blanket. There's a blanket of a widow. Why? Because if you're going to have to return it every night, people are going to start talking. Right? So therefore, if it's a rich widow, it's not a problem. That's what Reb Shimon holds. Chum say, what's haksta chaynik? The Torah doesn't say, what do you go reasons? The Torah says, no, it's no. You don't go into the reason of the halacha, and therefore to derive various different laws. Okay? Now, with that understanding, what it means, that Reb Shimon learns the reason of the pasuk, and therefore only where it applies, and otherwise not. So the Gemara says like this, the seven nations of Canaan were heavy-duty idol worshippers. They were really into it. The other nations, they weren't into it, they did it because their parents did it. They weren't like heavy-duty missionary idol worshippers. So Reb Shimon says, okay, when the Torah says, don't marry the seven nations of Canaan, how do I know it refers to all them? Because logically, maybe only they are forbidden. So the Torah said, because there's an additional pasuk, ki yaser es bincha acharai, which is extra, to teach me it refers to any nation. Okay, so it's good. But el rabbanon, my time, why should kedusha not take effect? Because that pasuk is not extra anymore. Because it applies to everybody. Right. So Amar Krasa, the Gemara says, Va'acha kein tovei eleo va'alto. The Torah says, by a din of a fastaya. You fastaya, you go to war, you see the shiksa that you fall in love with. Yeah? So it says, for 30 days, you know, you can live with her once. You can be with her once, and then 30 days you have to make her look ugly. And then if you still want to marry her, the Torah says, Va'achre kein, tovei eleho uba'alta. Because then you were a magaya her, the din is you converted her, and then you're allowed to live with her. But when does the Torah say she becomes yours, that kedushin is valid? After she converted. That means the first time you were with her, it wasn't kedushin. So from here you see that any nation, right, no matter what nation it is, if you live with, if you marry a shiksa, because the Torah says, look, va'acha kainan afterwards, meaning, after she becomes, then, tovi yaleo ba'alta, then she becomes your wife and you can marry her. Mechlal, the mi'kodali tofsi kedusha. So you see that initially the kedusha is not valid. Because when does the Torah say the kedusha becomes valid? After she converts. But not before. So you see kedusha is not valid for any guy. So again, the Gemara says, but ashkechon leitafse bekedushin. Okay, so we see from all goyim the kedushin is not valid. V'lada kameisa minolan. How do we know the kids of a woman, not a shiksa, not from the seven nations, that they're also not Jewish? So the Gemara says, Omer kra, it says like this, kisiyana liish, if a man will have two wives, I mean one he likes, one he hates, and they bore him children, meaning, the Gemara learns like this. From here we see the Torah says like this. When you will marry two wives and have kids. So from here we learn out the kids are only yours when you marry somebody that you're allowed to marry. When there is kisihiyena, when a woman becomes your wife, then they're your kids. But in the case where there's no kedushin, like by a non-Jewish woman, there's no kedushin, so the kids are not yours. Whose are they? The non-Jewish person. So there's a similar pasuk to the other one, ki yaser bincha mi'acharei, but that only refers to the seven nations. Here we learn out that it refers to any nation. If there's no kedushin, to nobody there's kedushin because she's not Jewish. So then the din is the kids are not yours.
So why are we bringing this, and why do we bring this? So what happens? It seems to be extra, no? If we know right now that it applies to everybody.
So the Gemara asks this question. Ihachi shivcha nami. So learn out shivcha from the same pasuk. Why do we need the pasuk? So Gemara says, einocha nami. You're right. From here you can learn out shivcha too. That the kids are hers. The Gemara learned that before from the pasuk that if you have the man marries the eved, marries the shivcha, they belong to the shivcha. So Gemara says that we need for something else. Look at the Tanya to teach me another din that aim el shivchase. If somebody says to his pregnant Canaanite slave woman, Rashi says mubedes, harei at bas chayin. A guy has a maid servant who's pregnant. Okay? And before she gives birth, he says to her, you know what? You're free. I free you. But I want your kid to be an Eved. When she had the kid, she wasn't a slave anymore. Right? What din does the kid have?
He's a slave.
So one minute. So it says.
He said it to her before she was.
Yeah, he says Hare at. He says this pregnant maidservant.
While she's still.
Hare at bas chayden. You're a free woman with this document. He gives her freedom, but your kid will be my slave. Havalat kameisa divided Rabbi Yosi Aglili. Rabbi Yosi Aglili says the kid's like the mother, meaning the mother is free, the kid's free.
He had freed her before you even made a stipulation.
Right. But Chachamim Meimim Dvarav Kayamim, that no, the kid stays a slave. From where the, why should he? Dichsiv, because it says, Isha v'yiladeo t'yiladineo. The kid and his mother, right, should belong to him. Sigmar says, my Talmudah. Okay? What is it teaching us? Meaning, how does it imply that the master can keep the kid as a slave even though he freed the mother? So it says, Adreiv si ba Galili. That is like Rabbi Yosi Aglili's opinion. In the meaning, when a woman belongs to her master, then what she gives birth belongs to her, to him. Right? But if she gives birth when she's not a slave, right. Meaning Rava says this pasuk is a proof that Rabbi Yosi Aglili's opinion that the kid is free, because the kid follows the mother. So Gemara, what do you do with the pasuk? Isha v'adina t'yeladina, isha v'ilada t'yeladina. What does the pasuk teach us? So Rabbi Yosi Aglili says very simple. That if the woman is free, when she gives birth, the kid is free. If the woman's a slave, the kid's a slave. So Gemara says, like you said, you're right. To teach me that the Shivcha's kids are like her, I don't really need that pasuk. Because I have a pasuk. Whenever there's valid kedushin, that's when they're your kids. Otherwise, they're the woman's kids. So that teaches us for any nation and anything that because there's no kedushin between a Jew and a guy, the kids follow the mother. If the mother's Jewish, the kid's Jewish. If the mother's a guy, the kid's a guy.
What happens is after she gives birth, he's going to make her free and keep the...
Oh.
Son?
If he frees her after she gives birth... Then the second the kids are born, they're slaves.
Right.
And he didn't free the slaves, the kids. He just freed the mother. But here the problem is... Say, so if he freed the woman before she got pregnant, then there's no question. For sure the kids are not slaves. Over here the question is, what's with the kids when she's pregnant? So the basic Lili holds... That if the mother, when she gives birth, is free, the kids are free. If not, they're slaves. But if a guy frees her only afterwards,
the kid is still there.
Correct.
Same as if she converts, then she's Jewish, but then the
yeah, if it, like just like a woman who converts after her kids are born, she's Jewish and the kids aren't. Yeah, same thing.
So the children have to stay there. Without a mother or father.
Correct. They're slaves. Like in the olden days when they're slaves.
What's the
know what he said?
No, what's the circumstance? If the kid stays as a slave and the mother is not, under what circumstance?
If he free, if a mother gives birth to kids as a slave.
Oh, right. Okay.
And then he frees the mother.
Right.
So the kids remain slaves without a mother, yeah.
She wants to still stay a slave after she's freed.
She can't.
Is it the whole thing with the ear?
No, that only applies to a male slave. And it also has to be male Jewish slave. And also only before he's freed. Once he's freed, he can't say, I want to go back. And not only that, a shivcha kaninus... As a slave, she's obligated in all the mitzvahs like a woman. Well, no, then she becomes a full-fledged Jew though, when she's freed.
No conversion necessary. It's just all.
She did the conversion process before.
That doesn't seem right. If the woman's Jewish, she's a slave.
No. We're talking about a non-Jewish slave.
So what if she?
No, Jewish? This Jewish slave doesn't. This whole thing doesn't apply to Jewish slaves.
All right. So can a Jewish woman who's a slave be released? The children have to stay there, or
No, her children don't become slaves.
No matter what.
No matter what.
Right.
Even if they're born after.
Correct.
So, question. A non-Jewish slave...
after male or female?
Female.
Yeah.
Say. After she is let go, does she automatically become Jewish?
Hmm?
Automatically.
Hmm?
No conversion, no mikveh, nothing.
Well, they go to mikveh again. If you buy a goyish slave, a male goyish slave, you give him a bris, dunk him in the mikveh, and he's obligated in all mitzvahs like a woman.
Can this be used to cure mamzer?
Well, at the next Mishnah, sir. Okay. Right now. The Ptarfin Amen. The Ptarfin says, interesting. Samach Tessim and Al of the Mishnah. Yuchelin mamzeim litohe. Mamzer could become purified. How? Ketzad. Mamzer shenasa shivcha. If a mamzer marries a shivcha, which the Gemara is going to explain that he would be allowed to, havalat evid. So what happens to the kid? Kid's a slave. Then shichrei. If the master frees the kid, nimsa ben chayden.
Purified mamzer.
Purified mamzer. He's an evid mamzer. He says, what are you talking about? The kid's still a mamzer. It's a slave who's a mamzer.
But the father still stays.
Tomorrow's going to explain what. What?
The father still stays. I mean, when once he becomes a mamzer, there's no way out of it. The children are going to be...
Yeah, yeah, it's purifying the next generation. Yeah, the mamzer is a mamzer.
Well, how about
he can't undo the mamzer.
How about if he becomes an eved? And then
he can become an eved kanani.
Right, that's right.
He's a Jew.
He's a Jew. Right. You can't change the status.
The Gemara's not done yet. The Gemara's going to discuss this.
He becomes a goy. He becomes a goy.
How can he become a goy?
The Jew becomes a goy.
How can a Jew become a goy?
It's not possible.
Can't be.
He can't pre-earth.
A Jew can become a goy no matter what they do.
Maybe a confused Jew.
Correct. He's a confused Jew. No, if a Jew converts to another religion,
okay,
when he does tshuva and he comes back, he has to go through what's called geiris min rabbanan. There's a rabbinic conversion. He has to go to a mikveh in front of a bezdin and accept Yiddishkeit again.
So guy is Jewish and he converts to Mormonism.
Yeah.
And he comes back as a Jew.
But he has to go to mikveh.
He's still Jewish though.
Yeah, but he still needs rabbinic conversion.
So does that cure Mamzer or not?
No. How can it cure Mamzer?
It becomes a
Kenneth.
In this instance, since the kid of the Kenani woman that is Mamzer Jew married, when the kid converts, it loses identity. Maybe that's why...
No, because he becomes a full-fledged Jew.
And totally...
Because he's not a mamzer. He's an eved.
He's not identified to his previous life anymore because he turned Jewish.
Correct.
But is that mamzer, why then?
A mamzer can be Jewish anyway, so if he's released as a slave, he's still...
A mamzer is always Jewish.
Right. Because we said before in the Gemara that if a Jew marries a guy, the kid's a guy. Mm-hmm. Right? Now... but the Gemara is going to explain why a mamzer could marry a shivcha kanainis. But you can't have a mamzer marrying a non-Jewish girl and the kid's not Jewish and then he converts that he's not a mamzer. Because a mamzer can't marry a non-Jewish girl. He can marry a shivcha kanainis, but he can't marry a shiksa.
What's the
difference?
Because a shivcha kanainis, they told you, went through a shtickle conversion process.
So he marries her not when she's an eved, but after she's...
No, when she's a shivcha.
When she's still a slave.
Right.
Okay, but she's not Jewish at the time.
She's half Jewish, they told you, like...
Oh, because of that reason?
Because when he bought her, the guy converted.
Ah.
We'll see in the Gemara about...
So what is this idea of getting married by non-Jewish?
Because the Gemara is going to ask, is Rab Tarfin saying, you can lechatchila do this? Or if it happened... That's what you can do. That's the Gemara's question going to be right away. Is Rab Tarfin saying a mamzer could marry a shivcha kanainis and then have a kid in that? Or if it happened, that's what could happen. But not that he's telling it to happen.
What is this idea of that? Kiddushim is not chal. But we say they are married. I mean,
what do you mean they're married?
A Jew and a non-Jew. How could they be married and kiddush in not chal?
I mean, so they're married. There's no kiddush, so they're not married.
No, we keep saying.
In Beverly Hills City Hall, they're married.
No, so they
got a marriage license.
Mishum chasma.
No, you can't. There's no kiddushin.
There's no kiddushin. So the word.
If a Jewish woman was married to a guy, listen. A Jewish woman was married to a guy. We learned this last time. A Jewish woman is married to a guy. Does she need a get from the guy?
No.
There's no kiddushin.
Are they married?
So what does that marriage that we keep?
I'm saying use the word marriage because. Just even the secular world, they're married.
No, the Torah uses.
No, the lois is chatin bam.
So,
lois is chatin bam means don't get married because he can't get married. Doesn't mean they're married. If a Jewish girl is married to a guy and they split, she doesn't need a get.
So it's the act is called.
In the secular world, it's called marriage, but they're not married. Uh-huh. There's no good. I'm a chamerd.
It's not halachically married.
Okay.
Two goyim have a din of kedushin. This is a very simple thing. One of the seven mitzvahs bnei noach, yeah, which is gilei arayis, is you can't live with another man's wife. Oh, now, if there's no kedushin, why is she his wife? Right. If a guy commits adultery, yeah, a guy shaman lives with another man's wife. He gets killed because he's mezana with an eishes ish. But if there's no kedushin, how could it be an eishes ish? But again, the din of marriage by goyim is when there's like before, like the Rambam is before matan Torah. Before matan Torah, there's no kedushin. You walked in the street. The Rambam says. Guy walked in the street, fell in love with a woman, he took her into the house, that's called marriage. He said, goodbye, that's get. That was before Matan Torah.
Isn't that what Isaac did?
After Matan Torah.
Isaac did?
1 second. The Torah says it has to be Kedushin. Okay? So, by a guy, a person, a woman, who's designated as his wife, is considered a married woman. If a boyfriend and girlfriend live together, goyim, that's not called a wife.
The mamzeru for goyim?
No, I'm saying. But if a guy commits adultery,
yeah.
It's capital punishment. One of the seven.
What's the kid of the adultery?
Kid is a guy.
It's still a guy.
A vildachaya.
So if he was married, this guy rabbi, and he wants to convert now to marry with somebody. He has to divorce first before the convert, or doesn't matter.
No.
Become Jewish automatically. No.
What? By just by dropping her, they don't need a get.
No, but you said there is.
By on that, what's the get?
This is breaking up.
To go to a Besdin, write a get.
I'm breaking.
By undesignating her, yeah. That we're separated. That's it.
Becoming Jewish.
Yeah.
Did you just say goyim don't have mamzerim?
They're all mamzerim, but they don't have it. No, there's no concept of mamzer by a guy.
No, why? If there's the eshet ish, why not?
Because mamzer only exists by a Jew.
Is there any relationship? This is a little bit off topic, but between kedusha and kedasha, I mean, one's kedusha and one's holiness. I mean,
yeah, because the word kedusha means separated. You can have separated above normal or below normal. That's the.
It means separate, doesn't mean holy.
Yeah. Holy means separated. That's what the word holy means.
What is it?
It does mean separate?
No, the Torah calls a prostitute Kedesha.
Kedesha, okay.
Which is the same word as Kedusha.
Alright,
why? So how do you call Kedusha a Zayna called Kedesha?
Right.
So it's explained because the word Kedusha means moved out, separated. You have norm, the normal.
Right.
Something which is. Off the normal,
other.
Separated. So if you have above normal, it's called Kedusha.
Right.
If you have below normal, it's also called Kedesha. It's removed and separated, but in a negative way, problem. Not in a positive way. Just like you have Shtus. Shtus means a fool.
Right.
You have Shtus to Kedusha, the Gemara says. You have foolishness of holiness. When a person goes crazy in Yiddishkeit. It's called shtus of kedusha. Then you have a person retarded, crazy. It's called shait also. So again, shtus means turning. You could turn above normal, you could turn below normal.
I think kedusha means to connect. Is this another pshat, another understanding? Somebody?
Kedusha, the definition of the word means separation.
Maybe he's thinking of Fisher, not.
No, no,
so how is
no,
holy
no,
and
it's
separation
it's
related?
Because something which is holy is separated from the normal, normal world. Okay, let's just start the Gemara. Iboy lohu. Gemara was asked the question. Rab Tarfin lechatchilo kamar or b'diyavid kamar. When Rab Tarfin says, "Can you lechatchilo go do it?" It means let's go recommend this method of purifying mamzerim by marrying a shivcha. Can I answer or no? So it says, "Toshma, come, I'll prove it to you." Omnulei Rab Tarfin lechachomim said Rab Tarfin, "Okay, tiharta says chodim." You only purified the male mamzerim. But, like tihartas and the kavis, you didn't purify the female mamzerim.
The offspring
working? No.
No, a woman.
A male mamzer can marry shivcha kanainis,
right.
The kid's an eved, and then you free him. What's a female mamzer supposed to do?
Secretary of State.
President of a show. What can a female mamzer do? So who could she marry?
With the kenane of the man.
No, but then the kid's Jewish. She
can have a kid.
If she's a Jewish kid, she can't marry an Eved Kenani. She's Jewish.
What?
So the man was Jewish
state?
Also.
Wait, the woman
no,
is a mom.
The man
cannot marry.
Wants to marry
yeah,
cannot.
The man's kid be an Eved.
Oh, 1 minute.
Oh.
So the Mari asks, if you tell me you can do it, okay? Mamzer is not intensive lavda.
Yeah.
Let the. So obviously the Chacham didn't say that. The Rav Tarfin didn't say that. Chacham didn't say that a Mamzer can marry an Eved, which means he can't. Which means there's only a way, but the Eved, we're going to stop here, but the Eved not Lechatchila. Yeah. Okay.